This is English USA on VOA. Now lesson 45.
В эфире 45-й урок из серии «Так говорят в Америке». У микрофона Анна Филиппова. Тема нашего урока сегодня – описание разных предметов и их функций. Мы повторим также слова и выражения из прошлых уроков. Послушайте новые слова и выражения.
Box.
Ящик, коробка.
Computer.
Компьютер.
Finger.
Палец.
Gas.
Газ.
Hand.
Рука, кисть руки.
Robot.
Робот.
Hole.
Дыра.
Idea.
Идея, мысль.
Rest.
Отдых.
Burn.
Сжечь, сжигать.
Backward.
Назад, в обратном направлении.
Firmly.
Твердо.
Forward.
Вперед.
Amazing.
Удивительный, поразительный.
Empty.
Пустой.
Heavy.
Тяжелый.
Hot.
Горячий.
Intelligent.
Умный, разумный.
Silver.
Серебристый.
Similar.
Подобный.
Tiny.
Маленький.
Above.
Наверху, над.
All over.
Повсюду.
Below.
Внизу, под.
Better than.
Лучше, чем. Мартин Лернер посещает фабрику, на которой производятся роботы, и беседует с рабочими. Слушая диалоги, постарайтесь понять общий смысл того, что происходит. Не огорчайтесь, если вы не знаете значения отдельных слов.
Good morning. I'm Martin Lerner. I'm the Voice of America reporter.
Good morning. I'm Bernice Little.
May I ask some questions?
Of course.
May I record?
Certainly.
Okay, let's go. I'm at the New Tech Robot Factory. I'm talking with Bernice Little. What do you do, Bernice?
I'm a supervisor. I supervise the shipping.
What does that mean?
We ship robots all over the world. I supervise the people here. We put the robots in wooden boxes. We put addresses on the boxes.
Tell me about the robots. What do they do?
We make many robots. Let's look at these. These robots are for factories. They do the work in factories. These robots are welders.
People are welders, too.
Of course. Robots are better than people.
Better than people?
They're better workers. They don't need food. They don't need rest. They don't get sick.
I see. But I don't like the idea.
People are better for some things. Robots are better workers.
They look like people. Tell me about this one. What does it do?
It welds cars. It has long arms.
It doesn't have any fingers.
No, but it has small hands. See this?
I see some tiny holes in the hands.
That's right. The little holes are for the gas. The gas is for welding. It burns. It's very hot.
How does it work?
The car moves slowly. The robot touches the car with its hands. It welds pieces together. The car moves to the next robot. It welds other pieces together.
That's very interesting. Tell what the robot looks like.
It's not tall. It's about 5 feet tall. It has no feet. It's square. It's also very heavy. It has long arms and small hands. It has no head. Its color is silver and black. Stand beside it.
Okay. Why?
It looks like you. You're taller. Look at its arms. They are long, like your arms.
Is it intelligent?
It's intelligent. But it knows only one job. It can only weld. It can't do other work.
What makes it intelligent?
It's really a computer and a machine. The computer is intelligent. It tells the machine its work. The computer tells the machine to weld only those two places. See? One arm welds above, and one arm welds below.
Мартин и Бернис беседуют о роботе, о том, как он выглядит и работает. Послушайте несколько предложений, в которых описывается робот.
It's not tall. It's about 5 feet tall. It has no feet. It's square. It's also very heavy. It has long arms and small hands. It has no head. Its color is silver and black.
А вы можете описать робот? Мартин напомнит вам некоторые слова.
Square, heavy, intelligent, silver and black, long arms, small hands, not tall, no feet, no head.
Давайте потренируемся. Повторяйте отдельные слова вслед за Полом и Барбарой во время пауз.
Heavy. Heavy.
Silver and black. Silver and black.
No feet. No feet.
No head. No head.
Small hands. Small hands.
Long arms. Long arms.
Square. Square.
Intelligent. Intelligent.
Послушайте несколько предложений, в которых рассказывается о функциях робота.
It's really a computer and machine. The computer tells the machine its work. The computer tells the machine to weld only those two places. One arm welds above, and one arm welds below.
These robots work on cars. Do robots do other work?
Yes, we make 6 robots. They are similar. I like this one.
Why?
It cleans. It cleans this factory. It moves across the floor and cleans the floor. Its arms clean the tables. We sell these robots all over the world.
Do you have one at home?
No, but I want one.
Во второй части урока мы продолжим описание роботов и выполняемых ими функций. Мартин Лернер беседует с рабочими фабрики, на которой производятся роботы.
These robots are very interesting, Bernice. Do any robots talk?
This one is voice activated and it talks.
What does voice activated mean?
You can talk to it.
What can I talk about?
You can tell it the work to do. Look. Charlie, clean forward. Charlie, clean backward. Tell it to stop.
Stop.
Speak firmly.
Charlie, stop. That's amazing. Wonderful.
I love Charlie.
Why do you call the robot Charlie?
Charlie is my husband's name.
I see.
Charlie speaks 3 sentences. Listen.
Turn me off. Turn me off. Turn me off.
What else does he say?
Listen.
I am empty. I am empty. I am empty.
That's enough, Charlie. Don't you love Charlie?
He's fascinating. Are there more robots?
Yes, we make 6 robots. Come see the other robots. Martin, this is Sandy Costner. He works on this robot.
Hi. What does this robot do?
She folds boxes.
She? Why she?
She's a good worker. She's smart. She's not very big.
What is her name?
Name? She doesn't have a name.
I met Charlie a few minutes ago.
I see.
She's not very intelligent. She's simple. She moves this way, then she moves that way. That's it. But look at this robot.
This robot is new.
What does it do?
It paints.
It has 6 arms.
And it has fingers.
It paints the outside, then it paints the inside. Then it puts a label outside.
What does it paint?
Anything. It can paint square things or round things. It can paint small things or big things.
That's amazing.
В английском языке определения обычно стоят перед определяемыми словами. Послушайте Мартина.
Workers. Better workers. Hands. Small hands. Holes. Tiny holes. Robot. Next robot. Worker. Good worker. Things. Square things.
Определительные слова могут также стоять после глагола be. Они относятся к местоимению или существительному, которое стоит перед глаголом. Послушайте эти предложения. Они состоят из существительного или местоимения плюс глагол be плюс определительное слово.
It's hot. It's heavy. It's intelligent. It's not tall. You're taller. They're long. That's amazing. He's fascinating.
Давайте потренируемся. Слушайте и повторяйте вслед за Полом и Барбарой во время пауз.
Good worker. Good worker.
This worker is good. This worker is good.
Amazing robot. Amazing robot.
The robot is amazing. The robot is amazing.
Square things. Square things.
These things are square. These things are square.
Fascinating computer. Fascinating computer.
This computer is fascinating. This computer is fascinating.
Heavy robot. Heavy robot.
The robot is heavy. The robot is heavy.
Теперь послушайте Мартина и добавьте определительные слова к следующим существительным.
Worker.
Говорите поскорее. Good worker.
Hands.
Живее, пожалуйста. Small hands.
Children.
Смелее. Fascinating children.
City.
Busy city.
People.
Intelligent people.
Robot.
Amazing robot.
Подведем итоги и закрепим пройденный материал. Сегодня мы познакомились со следующими словами и выражениями. Повторяйте их, пожалуйста, вслед за Полом. Существительные. Ящик, коробка.
Box. Box.
Компьютер.
Computer. Computer.
Палец.
Finger. Finger.
Газ.
Gas. Gas.
Рука, кисть руки.
Hand. Hand.
Робот.
Robot. Robot.
Дыра.
Hole. Hole.
Идея, мысль.
Idea. Idea.
Отдых.
Rest. Rest.
Прилагательные. Удивительный, поразительный.
Amazing. Amazing.
Пустой.
Empty. Empty.
Тяжелый.
Heavy. Heavy.
Горячий.
Hot. Hot.
Умный, разумный.
Intelligent. Intelligent.
Серебристый.
Silver. Silver.
Подобный, похожий.
Similar. Similar.
Крошечный, маленький.
Tiny. Tiny.
Наречие. Назад, обратно.
Backward. Backward.
Вперед.
Forward. Forward.
Твердо.
Firmly. Firmly.
Повсюду.
All over. All over.
Наречия, которые могут также выполнять роль предлогов. Наверху, вверху, над.
Above. Above.
Внизу, под.
Below. Below.
Глагол «жечь», «сжигать».
Burn. Burn.
Выражение «лучше, чем».
Better than. Better than.
Голос Америки, Вашингтон. В эфире 45-й урок английского языка из серии «Так говорят в Америке». На следующем уроке мы совершим экскурсию по Вашингтону и познакомимся с его достопримечательностями. Послушайте некоторые слова и выражения из следующего урока. Капитолий.
Capitol building.
Капитолийский холм.
Capitol Hill.
Библиотека Конгресса.
Library of Congress.
Мемориал Линкольна.
Lincoln Memorial.
Конгресс.
Congress.
Конгрессмен.
Congressman. Congresswoman.
Наша программа из серии English USA «Так говорят в Америке» подошла к концу.